Do we have that number?
Yes, I've got it right here. It's 1-800-500-9459. Again, Ringaway is now letting the first 100 callers try this new breakthrough for free. Call now for details. 1-800-500-9459. That's 1-800-500-9459.
You buy, they fly. It's a win-win, yum-yum kind of thing. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich Delivery today. Yummy good, freaky fast.
Hi, Terry Hall here. I'll be hosting home buying and selling seminars on Saturday, May the 3rd. Home buying is at 10 a.m. and covers how to get a loan, contracts, inspections, first-time buyer programs, and a lot more. You'll learn the buying process from front to back. The home selling seminar teaches you how to get your home ready for sale, pricing it right, marketing it, and getting the most for your money. That's home buying and selling seminars, May the 3rd. For reservations, call 314-878-2300. That's 878-2300. I look forward to seeing you there.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me, and you're invited to join us now. If you want to play the Harris Challenge and you haven't played in the last 30 days, I've just cleared the early birds off the phone lines, so everybody has a shot at getting in. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, one of the great bands in our town for a couple of decades now. They play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. There's no cover charge for the ladies there. And every Thursday night, there's a Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge for everybody. And some amazing food. And if you want more information about them, you can download their app or go to their website, wellhungarians.net. Let's go right to the phones and meet our first contestant. Hello, Todd.
Well, Paul, I am AM and the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, because this is where you can exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain.
I'll just say hello to my wife, Melinda, at home, and the girls, Renee Shannon. Renee, I hope you're practicing your math on your day off.
Okay. I'm sure that's what she's doing on a Friday afternoon.
Well, she knows me. She's better. She's going to do it when I get home. She doesn't do it before I get home.
Okay. What grade is she in?
In second grade.
Oh, so it's basic arithmetic at that point.
Yeah, she's in a math club. She does. She's done her addition and subtraction table. She's done his multiplication and division tables.
Excellent.
So now she's doing second and third three-digit subtraction and addition.
Excellent. Good for her. Good for her. All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll see what your choices are today. See if anything math-related spills out here. The first category is always the topical one. Have you been paying attention? That's about news of the week. Then our second category is Easter. And our third category is lessons of law. Which one would you like?
What's going on with the Easter category?
I don't know.
Just do the standard. Have you been paying attention?
Okay, we're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. That makes a total of 15 points that you can get, but all you have to do is get halfway there to win. Eight or more makes you a winner of a prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right, Paul. We have so many prizes to choose from. We have 1 dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
2 locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville. We also have from Werenberg Theaters. Movie passes like for Captain America or Noah. And we have a free bowling party. You can get this at Kingpin Lanes or Crest Bowl. Crest Bowl's in Florissant, Kingpin Lanes.
So what is it, bowling for
Bridgeton.
One person, Dan?
No, Paul. You get 1 hour of bowling shoe rental for up to 6 people.
Cool.
On one lane.
Great.
One large topping pizza from Brick House Pizza Company.
Nice.
That's the pizza party. And we also have coffee mugs from Draft Day.
The new Kevin Costner movie.
Yes, the new movie from Draft Day.
Yeah, the movie's tanking at the box office, so why not have a cup of Joe in your Draft Day coffee mug?
That's right.
You can have your choice of any of those, or if you do get all 15 points, we call it the clean sweep, and you get all of them for a prize package valued at well over
$1 million.
Todd, you want the topical stuff? You got it. Have you been paying attention? Is your category. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to an announcement by his daughter, who will be the next ex-president to have a grandchild?
President Clinton.
Correct. In what city will a 38 million gallon drinking water reservoir be drained because a 19-year-old guy peed in it?
What city or what state?
City.
Pass.
Mitchell Quesada's boss fired him this week from a job that made him very visible on CNN for the last month. What was his job?
Pass.
A trailer for the movie version of Jersey Boys was released this week. Who directed the movie? Clint Eastwood, Ben Affleck, or Jon Favreau?
Jon Favreau.
Clint Eastwood. What did authorities in Lincoln, Nebraska find inside a claw crane arcade machine this week? A 4-foot-long python, a 3-year-old boy, or a box of stolen jewels?
The boy.
The boy is correct. We're running out of time here, so I don't get to repeat it, but the 38 million gallon drinking water reservoir.
That was in Carolina. It was Charlotte, Carolina.
Oh, did you say Charlotte?
Yeah, no, I didn't say it. I said Lexington, Kentucky.
He's all over the place.
Well, you know what? You're getting closer. If you'd kept going west, you would have gotten to Portland, Oregon.
That was my next answer.
Yeah. By the way, there's a woman at Slate Magazine who did the math and said in order for this guy to have urinated enough to really cause a problem, he would have had to go to the bathroom about 333 times.
33?
I still wouldn't want to drink it. It says
that the 1/8 of a gallon he peed into the reservoir would come out to 3 parts per billion. To put that in perspective, the EPA's limit for arsenic in drinking water is 10 parts per billion. So it will be below the level of arsenic, and yet they still drained the entire thing. My question is, why don't they have fluoride in their water there? That would just clean the whole thing up right away. So they didn't get that one, and you also didn't get Mitchell Quesada. He was the pilot of the simulator of the 777 that Martin Savage, the CNN correspondent, kept reporting from during the whole Malaysian Airlines 370 thing.
And I missed that one.
Now that CNN isn't covering that story from that perspective anymore, the company that he was employed by has fired him because for those 3 weeks he was on TV, this guy Mitchell Quesada, the pilot, never looked like a pilot. He looked like a guy who wandered in as part of the crew. He would wear short-sleeve plaid shirts, shorts and sandals. And so the boss there said, you made us look foolish on TV. And so he fired him this week. Let's see how you did here, Todd. You got the 5-pointer and you got the 1-pointer and that's all you got. So that means you didn't win the prizes. But you did earn punishment. And here now to punish you is something we've never used before because I just found it today. Apparently there was recently a meeting of social marketing experts. You know, the kind of people who get together and tell you how to do strategies for Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. At the end of the meeting, the guy who was running the meeting said, ladies and gentlemen, I've written a song that we can all learn about social marketing, and here to perform it is Miss Mary McCoy. Let's get social. And that's him on the piano.
Showing you things you like. Try to get engagement with some photos from my life. My cat, my kids, some bacon. I'm hoping you'll share my stuff and tweet it to the world. If you help me grow my clouds, I promise that I'll share yours. So connect with me.
Enough.
Have some fun.
Hey, you're right.
Show the world.
Here's the chorus.
Let's get social with social media. Let's get social.
All right, just pause it right there because I have a feeling we might have to go back to it again. If the idea of getting social online is to create a viral video, mission accomplished. But not in the way you intended it. Todd, I'm sorry you had to hear that. Good luck with your daughter's math.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, and have a good weekend.
Bye.
Let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Alyssa.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm the owner and lead baker of a small St. Louis bakery called Piecraft. You can find out about us at piecraftstl.com. We're currently running a Kickstarter to raise some money.
Oh. Okay. What kind of pie?
Well, today I made apple cinnamon, so it's got little cinnamon swirls on top.
Oh. Wow, does that sound fantastic?
Right, where are you guys located?
I'd like a slice heated up a little bit with maybe some chocolate ice cream on the side.
I can do that.
Pie. Where can we go to get this pie?
I just decided, Alyssa, you're a winner.
Ferguson Farmer's Market.
Okay. Alyssa, you have your choice of categories. We have Easter, we have Lessons of Law, or our new third category, Global News of the Week.
I'll do Easter.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was U.S. president when the first White House Easter egg roll took place? Was it Andrew Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, or James Garfield?
Pass.
What ocean is Easter Island in?
The Pacific.
Correct. Which holiday always comes exactly 47 days before Easter?
Memorial Day.
Mardi Gras.
Oh.
Which of these did not appear in the 1948 movie Easter Parade? Fred Astaire, Mickey Rooney, or Judy Garland?
Judy Garland.
Mickey Rooney.
You're horrible.
According to Guinness, the largest one of these was over 25 feet high and weighed almost 9,000 pounds. What was it? It's Easter related.
What? Easter egg.
Correct. Pick a president, Andrew Johnson, Lyndon Johnson, or James Garfield?
James Garfield.
It is Andrew Johnson.
Oh,
I'm sorry about that, Alyssa.
My poor husband had all the right answers, and I wasn't listening.
Oh, well, that'll
that always the way.
That'll be a happy dinner time at the house tonight. Honey, we could have had a bowling party. You know what you'll do, Alyssa? You'll say, did I mention I made apple cinnamon pie, honey?
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. Well, that would work in my house every night. Yeah. No matter what else went wrong, honey, I have apple cinnamon pie. It's got the swirls on it. Did you bring? But that, you know, she would say that, and then I would say, did you bring ice cream?
She better have the chocolate ice cream ready for you.
That's right. Alyssa, you got the 2 and you got the 5. That's only 7 points. And I'm sorry to say these 3 words to you. Let's get social.
Let's go!
Social.
With social media.
Oh, that's
him. That's the guy.
Where we can spread the word and grow our reach and find our fans in their newsfeed. Let's get social.
That song is the answer to the question, how come Paul never goes to conventions?
Yeah.
Ew.
Alyssa, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Happy Easter.
And good luck with your Kickstarter campaign, too.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Jeff is our next contestant. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I am a member of the theater department at St. Charles Community College, and next week we have a play opening called Next Year's Man of Steel. And the box office is 636-922-8050. It's about the beginning of the comic book industry.
You know, when people say, can I really use the Harris Challenge for a cheap plug? Our contestants today are proving, yes, you can, absolutely. And good luck with the show. Here are the categories, Lessons of Law, Global News of the Week, or One Book You'll Need is an Atlas.
Let's go with Lessons of the Law.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Jeff, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court?
Pass.
Which of these documents helps a lawyer get someone out of jail? A subpoena, a writ of habeas corpus, or an order of excelsior?
Order of excelsior.
Writ of habeas corpus. What is the name given to the list of rights a suspect must be read before they can be questioned?
The Miranda rights.
Correct. Which minority's fight for civil rights is associated with the Stonewall Rebellion? African Americans, gays and lesbians, or Native Americans?
Native American?
Gays and lesbians. Which president appointed the first female U.S. Attorney General? Was it George W. Bush, William Jefferson Clinton, or Ronald Wilson Reagan?
Reagan.
Clinton. It was Janet Reno. Back to the one-pointer. Who is currently the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court?
I cannot remember, so I will pass.
You passed just in time to run out of time. The answer is John Roberts. Jeff, the only score you've got up on the board there is for the Miranda rights. I'm going to list your rights now. You have the right to be punished.
Searching for the story that
viral video, and we post it to the gram.
To the gram?
Yeah.
Is that the Insta?
Facebook's holy gram. We try to keep from taking notes that leads to hashtag.
Thank you, Mary. That'll be enough for now. Jeff, I'm sorry you had to hear that, too.
Me, too.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you, too.
All right, we just had another contestant drop off, so there's a line open if you want to get in for our final contestant spot, 969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Here now is our fourth contestant. Hello, Marty.
Hi.
Hi, tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Okay. Which would you like of the two categories remaining, global news of the week or one book you'll need is an atlas?
I guess the global, please.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Marty. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country were 21 people nailed to crosses to reenact the crucifixion of Christ today? Was it Italy, the Philippines, or Croatia?
Philippines.
Correct. Where did an avalanche near a base camp kill at least 12 Nepalese Sherpa in the single deadliest day in the mountain's history?
Mount Everest.
Correct. In what country were murder charges dropped against a 9-month-old baby this week? Pakistan, Israel, or Egypt?
I think Pakistan.
Correct. This week, something called Bluefin 21 was in the news. What is Bluefin 21?
Tuna.
It's the remote-controlled submarine searching for a Malaysian 370. Final question. You need this for the win. Which world leader did Edward Snowden call in to ask a question of on a live TV show this week?
Obama.
Vladimir Putin.
I was going to say Putin, darn it.
Marty, you got the one, the two, and the three, and then things fell apart. And, yes, you fall into that punishment category as well with only 6 points.
All righty. Well, thank you.
Marty, don't go anywhere. Uh-oh. Take your punishment. And let's get social. Are we coming to the chorus again? There she goes.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get social.
That's the high note.
With social media. Let's get social.
Social.
Social media.
You know what? It's impossible for us to make it worse.
I know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Wow. Marty, have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks for playing. Let's see if we can get one winner today. What do you think, Mike?
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I'd like to wish my beautiful wife, Beth, a happy anniversary. We've been married for 16 years today.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right. Let's avoid the quintuple punishment day. We haven't had one in a couple of months. You can avoid it if you can get 8 points or better in the category. One book you'll need is an atlas.
Okay.
Let's go, Mike. 60 seconds on the clock. Here's the Harris Challenge. What country was Anne Frank in when she wrote her famous diary?
Germany.
Holland. In what country did Ben-Hur take place?
England.
Italy. What country was home to Don Quixote?
Italy.
Spain. In what country did Mary Poppins take place?
Great Britain.
Correct. What country did James Clavell write about in his book, Shogun?
Mexico.
Japan.
Ah.
Mike, that's four.
Oh.
I don't want to break the streak.
Yeah. Did you hear that pause there just a moment ago? That was the moment of silence for my ears.
Let's get social.
Social.
All right, everyone, I want you to stand up right now. Take out your phones. Take a selfie with your neighbor. It's time to get social.
Here's the worst part. Listen to this. The guy decides he's going to rap.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, first he has to do his electric piano solo.
Oh, man. Robot voices in the background here.
This is why everybody took their phones out for that?
Hey now, y'all. Can we just get real? Do we really care about our fans, or is this just another deal? Said another way that we lost our way? Social's about the people, remember? We
are people. Turn it off now.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mary McCoy and Phil Mershon with their biggest hit of their lives, and isn't that the saddest thing I've ever said? Let's Get Social.
That was like P. Diddy or Eminem or something like that. Doing. Man.
Yeah, it's like getting Jay-Z and Beyonce together on stage when you listen to those two, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Mike, I'm sorry about that. Have a great weekend.
Thanks.
That's the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. Hopefully we'll give away some stuff next week, prize man.
Yeah.
The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians, who perform every Wednesday night in Fenton and every Thursday night in Belleville. And tomorrow night, Saturday night, they'll be back in Belleville at Cutter's. If you want to find out where they are and about the specials, like the great cheap food tomorrow night at Cutter's, go to the website wellhungarians.net or download the Well Hungarians free app for your iPhone or Android. When we come back, Joe Hipperson will be here with movies? Yeah, we'll finally get to that. And I have a batch of knuckleheads in the news we'll try to squeeze in as well here on the Big 550.
Meet me.
And we're going to find out how this crazy afternoon of traffic is moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, the good thing is they have cleared the accident on westbound 44 at Bowles, but traffic is backed up from Big Bend all the way out through the Merrimack River and Meraz, and then things open up after that. Westbound 40 is still running slow from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 are just heavy now between Highway 44 and Graboy, and then things open up to Highway 55. And eastbound 270 picked up a little bit more volume. You're slow east of McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. It has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Scott Sherman, host of The Night Shift. People ask me, Scott, what's the philosophy behind the show? Well, I've always wanted a program that was truly independent of the spin that you hear from the left and the right. Because in this crazy world, you can't afford to have opinions bought and paid for by special interests. So, on The Night Shift, what we give you is a tough, honest, understandable approach to the issues of the day, and we make fun of stuff too.
Weeknights at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Believe it or not, spring is just around the corner. The beginning of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat powered by Mercury Outboards. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's dealer for boats powered by Mercury Outboards. You get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department for your MerCruiser and boat storage when you need it. For Mercury sales and service, owner Jim Dooley invites you to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat powered by Mercury Outboards from Inland Marine Boats.
How long will it take you to pay off your credit card debt?
The rate we're going? Years and years and years.
I doubt we'll ever pay it off.
Pay it off? We're getting further behind.
The fact is, if you're just making minimum payments, you could be paying off your credit cards for a very, very long time.
Not me. I'm wiping the slate clean and saving a bundle.
That's right. There is a way you could settle your debt far sooner than you think. Call America's number one debt relief specialist, Freedom Debt Relief, right now and find out how. Unlike a debt consolidation company, Freedom Debt Relief offers a unique alternative that could resolve your debt sooner through a low monthly program payment. Some people are saving thousands. For important free information, call 1-800-400-8549. This is your chance to finally wipe the debt slate clean and put your credit card debt behind you. Get the free information you need. Call 1-800-400-8549. 1-800-400-8549.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills. Smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. See BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Here's a quick quiz from SelectQuote that can literally change your life. First, how much did your family earn last year? How much were your expenses?
Now, if something tragic happened to you or your spouse, do you have enough put aside to cover those expenses for several years? If not, you need life insurance. Now, I know money is tight, but you probably don't know that term life insurance through SelectQuote can be incredibly affordable. I'm Heather McFadden, a SelectQuote agent. Every day, I impartially shop highly rated life insurance companies and find healthy people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s hundreds of thousands of dollars in protection for only a dollar or two a day. That's right, only a dollar or two a day. See for yourself. All it takes is a quick no-obligation call to SelectQuote.
Call 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371. 1-800-600-7371. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Parktown Audi is the industry leader for Audi in the St. Louis metro area. Right now, Parktown has the 2015 Audi A3 sedan with automatic transmission, full leather interior, power moonroof for $29,000. That comes with a 4-year, 50,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty. If you're in the market for a new Audi, from the ever-popular A4 to the Audi flagship A8, Parktown will not be undersold. Family operated for 41 years in Kirkwood at 10230 Manchester Road, just 1 mile east of Lindbergh.
This is Mike Novak, host of Mortgage Talk. Are you looking to buy a home? Call the experts at Alternative Mortgage Solutions, 314-835-1195. It's a great time to buy. Get pre-approved today and ask about our VA, FHA, USDA, or conventional loans. Borrow up to 100%. Call now and get pre-approved. It's fast and easy. 10 minutes of your time can save you thousands. Need money for home improvements or debt consolidation? Call Alternative Mortgage Solutions at 314-835-1195. That's 314-835-1195 or mortgage-ams.com. NMLS 232-218.
I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes. We host the Maximize Living Room radio show every Sunday morning, but you can also call us right now. Are you or your family suffering with allergies, asthma, ADD, chronic pain, depression, migraines? Did you know that all these can be traced back to your nervous system?
Stop putting Band-Aids over the issue. Stop covering up your symptoms. Address the cause. Solve the problem. Call us at 314-394-1923. Listen to Maximize Living every weekend and call us now to change the way you view and manage your health. 314-394-1923.
If you've tried everything and still have pain,
ow,
you need Athletic Sports Medicine. Their medical doctors will diagnose and rehabilitate your injury with manual therapy, acupuncture, chiropractic care, and sports psychology coaching. Dr. Williams has developed Dr. Hydrate as a sports drink for total body hydration and muscle energy. With no preservatives, artificial flavors, or colors, Dr. Hydrate delivers improved hydration and performance. Athletic Sports Medicine at 94 and Hamseth Roads in St. Charles can help. Call 636-552-4275. Online at Athletic Sports Medicine.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Mike Evans is under the weather. We didn't connect with Joe Hipperson last hour, so he's going to join us now. Brought to you by Oreck, locally owned and operated in the St. Louis area and online at Oreck.com, O-R-E-C-K. Check out their new Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner at Oreck. And here is Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Joe.
Yes, yes, yes. Hello, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. We only have a few minutes here to get to movies of the week, and I know you've seen the new Johnny Depp movie, Transcendence. How is it?
It is something I'm not going to brag about. Transcendence. Here's the deal. This movie stars Johnny Depp, Rebecca Hall, Cillian Murphy, Paul Bettany, and the golden voice of Morgan Freeman. And if you've seen the previews, you pretty much know the plot of the film. You've got Johnny Depp playing Will Castor, basically a mega mind genius when it comes to computers, and he's trying to really push the forefront of technology. And there are some technology terrorists that decide to try and blow him up, very similar to the way that Robert Downey Jr.'s character was afflicted in the first Iron Man. They basically trying to assassinate Johnny Depp. And he gets all these crazy, radical, techno, whatever things all in his body. He's got like 5 weeks before the doctors can no longer sustain him and keep him on life support. So he decides to upload himself into a computer, which seems so believable. Once you get past the idea that it's impossible to really upload someone's consciousness into a computer, then you're left with a very long, boring movie without much action whatsoever. And gee, let me think. I wonder what will happen if someone's brain is uploaded to a computer. Do you think they're going to pose a threat to the human beings, or do you think they're going to be nice and loving and try and solve the world's problems?
I'm going to go with solving the world's problems because I'm such an optimist, Joe.
Unfortunately, you would probably be in the same boat as I am watching this movie because it's hideous, man. It's just, here's the thing. This has already been done, and it's been done two ways before. One kind of hokey, one kind of brilliant. If the concept of transcendence does it for you, a hokey version that did a better job is a movie that had Pierce Brosnan in it called The Lawnmower Man. It wasn't a brilliant film, but it posed the exact same question and executed the exact same kind of delivery. The other, if you've got Netflix, you get to The X-Files. Go to season 5, watch an episode called Kill Switch. The exact same concept, done way better, with actual suspense, real action, and you actually care about the people and the circumstance they find themselves in. Transcendence with Johnny Depp, it's weird because if Johnny Depp's playing a normal guy, I'll go with The Tourist, okay? Or you know, whatever. If Johnny Depp's playing a normal guy, he could be really boring and really not emit anything into a character. I think as an actor, he's convinced that if he has to play a character that has one little quirk different than anybody else, he goes full tilt. He turns it to 11 and gives you an amazing character. It might not always work, but at least he goes the full 9. If he's playing just a guy, he could be a really boring guy to watch. If you don't believe me, check out The Ninth Gate. Check out any movie where Johnny Depp is not playing someone eccentric, and you will find a very boring experience. Transcendence, not even the actors could save it. Not even the fact that the cinematography was done by the director who's held the camera for every Christopher Nolan movie since Memento. It's just boring. I give this a 1.5 out of 10.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
That's, no, I mean, it is.
That's
boring.
Below draft boring. Day, Joe.
Yeah, I know. Listen, I'd rather go and rewatch Draft Day than watch this movie, seriously, because of the Dennis Leary factor more than anything else. But this movie is just boring. Yes, visually, Paul, it's neat to look at. Yeah, there are some special effects of what it would be like to be uploaded to a computer, but it's just weak on performance, weak on delivery. I don't blame the script. A lot of critics are blaming the script for this movie. I don't. I blame Johnny Depp. He just didn't deliver a powerful performance and unfortunately was trapped in a movie that's been done better in other ways.
All right, 1.5 out of 10 for Transcendence. The movie I have for this week is called Dom Hemingway. It's the new Jude Law movie in which he plays a British guy who is a real tough guy who went to prison for 12 years because he wouldn't rat on any of the people who he worked for, and he had to protect the boss of this group of people who had done some sort of ripoff. We never really find out what the details are of that crime, but we do find out that Dom Hemingway is a good safecracker, but also a guy who has an intense temper and a trigger finger temper, I mean a hair trigger temper that sets him off at any time, and he goes off on people and everyone around him. He is loud, he is profane, he is over the top at all times. He goes back to find the boss who he protected to get the money that he's owed after those 12 years in prison for not speaking up and also his share of whatever that crime was. And things go from bad to worse for this guy along the way until, and here's the part that'll make you sick, Joe, until he reconnects with his estranged daughter. How many of these movies are we going to see where there's some guy who's involved in bad stuff, but maybe he'll turn into a good guy because here's that little girl who he didn't get to see for those 12 years that he's away, and she's grown up into a young woman, and he wants to reconnect with her, and
no, it's the guy equivalent to the hooker with a heart of gold.
Yes, you're exactly right. You should only go see this movie if you enjoy wasting your time and hearing somebody yelling out a four-letter word for the male organ over and over and over again in the loudest, most profane way possible. That is the bottom line on Dom Hemingway. I'm giving it a 2.5 because it's slightly better than Draft Day, which is not saying much. And I guess slightly better than Transcendence as well. But our recommendation on both of these movies would be find something else to see this weekend.
Yeah, find a movie where Johnny Depp is actually committing to a real character. And when it comes to Jude Law, there are a lot of great options out there if you want a Jude Law movie. talented Mr. Ripley would be a great example.
Yep, absolutely. I have time to get to the clubs and nothing else, so let's go right to it.
Here we go. Tonight, Days of Redemption at Pops, Johnny Blaze at 2720 Cherokee, Indian Blanket over the Firebird, the Home Wreckers at the Way Out Club, Big Brother Thunder at Euclid Records, Vanilla Beans at Melt, the Hot Cross Buns or Lemons, the Minus Five over at Off-Broadway. Tomorrow, Execution Techniques at A-Pop Records. Vintage Vinyl has Bastard and the Crows. Catherine Russell is at the Sheldon. Peter Plank over at Cicero's. The Driftaways are at the Heavy Anchor. Leverage Models at the Firebird. Superhero Killer at the Gramophone. Satan's God is playing at Lemons. And last but not least, I've got five concerts, four absolutely real, one completely made up. Here we go. Dave the Shredder, Friday at Pops. Bella Groove, Saturday at the Heavy Anchor. Clockwork Betty, Friday at Fubar. Iceman Jim, Saturday at Lemons. Shooting with Kelly, Friday at Pops.
All right, since I won last week, I'm going first, and I'm picking Dave the Shredder.
Oh, Ian? Oh. Same here.
I was going to go Dave the Shredder. I'm going to go Iceman Jim.
Wow, it's a good thing Dan didn't go with his gut because he got it right. Iceman Jim completely made up.
Nicely done.
All right, that'll do it for me. Talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550 KPRS, Hip on Entertainment.
Thank you, Joe. Brought to you by Auric, OREC.com. Ask about their new Auric Magnesium RS vacuum cleaner when you go into one of their stores right here in the St. Louis area. Now, since Mike Evans isn't here, I do want to get in a plug for his sponsor. That is Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley, where you're, whether you're going out for a great meal, sit down and have their staff serve you some phenomenal entrees and appetizers and wines, or you just want to get something to go yourself, next door in the Smokehouse Market, you can't go wrong with the two places under the Pig on the Roof at the Smokehouse and Annie Gunn's. Now, that's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. Thank you to a listener named Philip Sternenberg for sending in this one from Cumberland County, New Jersey, of Barrett Griner, who laughed when a summons for jury duty arrived at his house because it wasn't addressed to him. It was addressed to I.V. Griner. Now, there's no human in his house by that name, but he does have a 5-year-old German Shepherd named Ivy. He named her after himself because he's officially Barrett Griner IV, which would be IV in Roman numerals, and because the dog is female, he calls her Ivy. The county's judiciary coordinator, Dennis Moffa, says, well, sometimes we mix things up, especially when Roman numerals are involved, and the summonses are computer-generated. For the record, Ivy the dog will not have to sit through the trial. Now we go to Brampton, England, for a story along the same lines, where residents of one neighborhood were upset because somebody had slashed the tires on several parked cars along a street over the last 6 months. So a surveillance camera was set up to catch the vandal, and it worked, with clear footage of a suspect named Jess slashing the tires. And as you might have guessed, like Ivy, Jess is a dog. A border collie whose owners, the Morgans, have been letting her off her leash, didn't know that while she was off the leash, Jess was eating the tires. Gene Morgan told the Daily Mail, we're mortified. Jess is the most obedient and affectionate dog we've ever had. It's shocking to hear this terrible news. We're very distressed. And yes, we will reimburse our neighbors for the damage and promise that from now on, when we walk Jess, she'll always be on the leash. Next, we go away from the dogs to the humans for Lower Township, New Jersey, where Ryan Crump walked into the American Deli with a samurai sword and demanded that store employees give back his cell phone. One of the employees told the local TV station, I thought we were going to get killed. He said he was going to slice us all up. Told us he was going to jump across the counter and we better find his cell phone fast. We didn't have his cell phone, so we couldn't give it back to him, but he brought out the sword as if he were a samurai master, pointing it at everybody and swinging it around. Another deli employee said he came pretty close to our faces. I thought he was going to cut our faces open with it. Another inch or so, I wouldn't have eyes or a nose. Somebody called 911. The cops got there and arrested this guy, Crump, charged him with 3 counts of aggravated assault and terrorist threats and other weapons offenses. Luckily, nobody was injured. The deli manager said, you know what? When you look down at the blade of a samurai, your whole life changes. And we finish in Carson City, Nevada, where a staff member typed up a gubernatorial proclamation declaring this week State Employee Appreciation Week. And the governor, Brian Sandoval, signed it without reading it. But he should have read it. He should have proofread it. because the staffer had misspelled the word cultural in describing the work that state employees do to protect cultural resources. The result was a proclamation honoring a not-safe-for-work part of the female anatomy that has a lot of the same letters as cultural. The spell checker on a computer must have changed it. The governor signed it without signing it now, without reading it. He says he regrets the error and has apologized. If you can't figure out the word, go watch the Seinfeld episode with the girlfriend named Dolores. Those are your knuckleheads in the news for today. I'm off to go prep for the syndicated show I do called America Weekend. I hope you have a great Easter weekend, and thanks for listening to the Big 550.
We have had a busy, busy afternoon of traffic, and let's check things out with Tim Weiland. Tim, have a great Easter.
Hey, you all have a nice Easter weekend also, and things have really thinned out on the highways. The only problem we've got is slow traffic on westbound 40, and that is from just a little bit west of Clarkson to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 270 is thinned out, northbound or southbound 270, you've got a great run now from Highway 40 down through Highway 55. This traffic report brought to you by Fast Acting Advil. It has fast absorbing Advil Ion Core technology, and it goes to work in minutes. Try Fast Acting Advil today. Find it in the white box. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local, this is your official severe weather station, the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip from Formica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths. They're famous for returned phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But...
Call Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-663-5922. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-663-5922. That's 1-800-663-5922.
How old are your smoke alarms? Replace them today with Kidde worry-free alarms. Get 10 years of power and no low battery chirps. Kidde, technology that saves lives.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Eureka, Webster Groves, Old Fallon, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
You got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All
right, Dan. All right,
Dan. Bye, y'all.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Tonight at 6, we're focused on your holiday weekend forecast as people hit the road ahead of the Easter festivities. A priest in the St. Louis Archdiocese faces child sex charges. Why, it's not the first time the man's been accused. The city of St. Louis prepares a legal fight against a new ride-sharing service set to go into business within the hour. And why Cardinals manager Mike Matheny was heard around the world today.
Give me a live shot of the Poplar Street Bridge right now. Folks, you know, there's a lot of people off work today, sure. Glenn Zimmerman, and it was a gorgeous day to be off, no matter what you were doing. If you were outside, it was a great day.
I think I need to talk to Mayor Slay to get a law in place that says that anytime the temperature is over 70, you have to go outside.
Oh, I like that.
Yes.
I'll vote for that.
It was 72 today.
Ooh, that's nice.
So amazing. And now it's 70 degrees in St. Louis. Still very pretty. As temperatures drop off this evening, they might drop off pretty quickly, I think. This is fairly dry air in the St. Louis.